Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our continuation of Bauer Barbecue 2017. Now, when I called in today, I heard a little bit of crinkle on the line, so if it's too bad, let me know and I can record this part. We are starting to wrap up our story about Bauer Barbecue 2017, and today we are going to focus on one of my very favorite couples, Vanelli. And it's also time for the Bauer Barbecue speech. Bauer Barbecue 2017 by Robin Suffarm, Part 7. Scene 27. Rick took Philip's place on the dais and gave a loud whistle, calling back to gather people's attention after they had wandered off after the auction. Rick began, "Can I have your attention? It's time for that time-honored tradition, the Bauer Barbecue speech, where we take a minute to think about what we're celebrating today instead of the celebration itself. You know, it still feels funny for me to be the one giving the speech because I feel like it should be a grown-up, like my dad or Uncle Mike or Aunt Maida giving this speech. I still feel like I should be a kid trying to filch Grandma Bert's apple pie off the dessert table, which is probably why I still do that." Everybody in the crowd chuckled. "But then I look around and I see my kids, my nieces and nephews, all my friends and family, my wonderful little sister Michelle, her husband Danny, and my beautiful wife Mindy, and I realize I am a grown-up who has built a pretty great life here in Springfield. Not just my family, but I have been instrumental in making Springfield better and keeping it a great place to live. Everyone here can say the same thing. I've made my share of terrible mistakes, things I wish I could take back, and I'm sure that all of you can say that. I turned my back on Springfield for a while, thinking it would make my problems go away. Tried to live other places for a while, as some of you have done. But Springfield always calls us back home. We find our answers here, among all of us, as part of the community, because truly, no one goes his way alone. The community in Springfield is extra special, but that sense of community is all across America, from New York to L.A., and I don't know, from Oakdale, Illinois, to Genoa City, Wisconsin, to Port Charles, New York. It's that sense of individuals pulling together to form communities of respect, dignity, hard work, and preservation. And then pulling together more to form one country is what makes this country great. It's what made it possible for a man like my great-grandfather, whose name I proudly bear, to come to this land and with the help of his wife to create a family and to help build this town into what it is today. So here's to friends here and gone, to our children and to Springfield. May it continue to be the special place it is. Everyone lifted their glasses in toast to Springfield. As Rick was stepped off the box, Danny rushed up. "Michelle, Robbie, Hope, Danielle, come on up here." I can't hope to compete with Rick's speech, but I have something I need to say. I know some of you might have thought I was being rather short with Michelle today, but those of us who know Michelle know how she can take risks. And I've been especially worried about her lately because, you see, Michelle interrupted, "We're having a baby. We wanted to wait until we passed the first trimester to tell people, but we want you all to be the first to know. So have a celebratory piece of watermelon or Bert's apple pie that Michelle made. It's time to get cutting." Everybody rushed over to give congratulations. everyone that is, except Jason Marler, who was stalked over disgustedly to the Spalding mansion yard. Molly Spalding hesitated a moment and then jogged after him. Scene 28, sitting by herself off to the side of the pool area. She caught Billy approaching out of the corner of her eye, and she turned her back on him. Billy walked over carrying two plates of watermelon. Here, I got you a piece of watermelon, too. It doesn't seem like a summer day without watermelon, does it? That's quite all right. Matt went to get me some. Well, I wouldn't wait on Matt, darling. Maureen's going to be keeping him busy for a while. Maureen, she turned to face him and took the plate of watermelon he handed her. I might have asked her to keep him busy for me for a little bit. I might owe her a Chicago shopping trip with Mindy and my credit card. Why? Because I figured it was time I told you that you could quit trying to show me. Show you what? I think that in your head today that you had to show me that you were beautiful and vivacious and that you could have any man here today. Vanessa sniffed haughtily. Sugar, you don't have to show me that. I know how gorgeous you are, and hell, except for a few men and two in love with their wives and a few who bat for the other team, I already know you could get any man here if you wanted. You don't have to prove it to me with Matt. I know just how lucky I am, and how lucky I was that I happened to stretch out in just that room at Quentin Nola's engagement ball. Did you ever pay for that vase you broke? Vanessa fought to keep back a smile. Daddy did. It was under miscellaneous damage entry on the bill. And I'm lucky that when I picked you up and said I wasn't moving until we got married, that you didn't give me a good kick in the family jewels, followed up by a good right cross to an eyebrow. And I'm lucky you forgave me all the stupid times I hurt you, and I'm most lucky of all that you agreed to marry me again this last time, and that you were willing to build such a great life with me. Vanessa softly said, you called me old. I did no such thing. I just suggested it might be time for you to retire from day to day at WSBR. If it had been your dream, I'd be supporting you. But your dream was for Dinah to come back and step back in as manager, because that was one of her dreams. And I'll admit, she was damn good at it. But darling, she ain't coming back. Not without a pardon. And even if she came back tomorrow, she might have a different dream now. It's almost been 10 years. That's a lot of time to change a person. She might not even want it anymore. Vanessa turned back away. You never did understand about Dinah. You're wrong there. I understand all about it. I experienced something similar with Dylan. You know that. You loved her with everything that's in you. You wanted to make it up to her for you letting her go when she was a baby. You were too hard on her, but only because you were terrified she'd make the same mistakes you made. You saw too much of yourself in her, more than in any of the other kids. You love her, and as a part of you, I love her too. If I could wave my hand and bring her back right now, I'd do it for you. But I can't, and I think it's time we took our lives off hold. I want time with you, time to visit all those places we talked about going all through the years. I want to take you to England and show that old queen what a true regalness looks like. And I want to visit some of those places Josh and Reva did. I want to take you riding in Oklahoma and down the Grand Canyon and Monument Valley. I want you to take me sailing off in New England and in the Caribbean. I want to spend time with our kids and grandkids. I want to spend days doing nothing but making love to you on sandy beaches. Scratch that. On really comfortable beds. Oh, she laughed. Darling, that health scare I had a few years ago, it was a reminder that we don't have all the time in the world. I don't want to waste another minute with you. I've wasted enough time. Vanessa grinned. How'd you do that? How'd you make it so hard to stay mad at you? So you'll semi-retire at least? I'll think about it. Darling, that's all I ask. On the other side of the yard, across the pool, Matt stood holding two pieces of watermelon, watching Vanessa smile and realize that a door that he thought might reopen had been closed and sealed a long time ago. Hey, one of those for me? Matt's estranged wife, Joni, came up. It is now. I thought maybe you weren't coming today. I almost didn't. This was always more your friends, your connections. I figured they'd all side with you. Joni, they're your friends, too. If you knew how many ex-exes were here. Anyway, Maureen texted me. She said she needed a ride because she'd been parked in. Have you seen her? Yeah, she was right over there. I have a feeling she wasn't parked in. Joni laughed. She is something of a matchmaker, isn't she? Somehow, she still believes in happy endings. So, how have you been? I've been pretty good. I admit I've been spending most of the day remembering an old dream, but seeing you, it reminds me that the present is just as good, maybe even better. Maybe Maureen's not wrong. Would you like to go get a cup of coffee somewhere? Talk some things out? I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. And that is the end of this episode of the Bauer Barbecue 2017. This is one of my favorite episodes that I did for it. And I really appreciate you coming along. I'm sorry that I had a couple misspeaks in there, but I hope that even though I am not good at impressions at all, that you thought it sounded like Billy talking and Rick and Danny. And this was one of the payoffs because I always try and have a little complete story for Manny in the Bauer Barbecue things. In fact, 2014 is all about them. And today's struggle was, of course, Danny being very sharp with Michelle and telling her what to do and what not to do, which, as you know, does not fly well with Michelle. And the payoff was today. They're pregnant. And I'm just thinking this was a great story. It's one of my favorite chapters I've written. I apparently need to go back and edit a couple things, which was partly why I misspoke a couple places. But I really love today's story, and I hope you enjoy it too. Thank you for joining me, and come back for the next Bauer Barbecue story, or the next part of the Bauer Barbecue 2017 story. And hopefully we will get to the point where we can do 2018 too. Have a happy July, and happy Bauer barbecuing.